Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kuMpandulo 2023 ngoKipstube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sihlelwe satshontshelwa ithemba likhona ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke asetshelizana ukuthi akula president.
Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi likhulumisana lomanyano we-Southern African Development Community ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele Zimbabwe.
There's no need for fresh elections. Actually, what we had were fresh elections after the 2018 one. So we had the other elections, and the president won. And I won as an MP, just like us. And they also have winners among them.
Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi akulakhetho oluzakwenziwa kwele Zimbabwe kuze kufike umnyaka ka-2028. Kuvuka umsindo enkundleni yemidlalo obekungqikilana iDynamos le-Highlanders. Sadathulela ezemidlalo ezabatsha nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi likhulumisana lomanyano we-Southern African Development Community ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele Zimbabwe. Umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC, uthi bakhangelele ukuba i-SADC izabancedisa kudaba lwabo lokhetho abathi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Inhlanganiso ye-SADC, African Union ne-European Union bethula imibiko ethi ukhetho oluqhutshwe kwele Zimbabwe mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi kalwenziwanga ngemfanelo. Akasizo uMafa ikhuluma ngabakwenzayo khona manje.
Indaba yethu ibanjwe yiSADC, yikho labona singayangekhothi ngoba amazwe abuyayo SADC, African Union, European Union lamanye athize bakufaka mhlophe ukuthi ama-elections la awahambanga kuhle, iZANU yatshontsha yavuxa. Yikho-ke singake nsuku zonke lokhu sitshela abantu ukuthi kwenzakalani ngenxa yokuthi uma ule mfumba awufanelanga utshengise isitha. Iqiniso likuzwile ukuthi sathuma i-delegation yethu yenza kuthiwa i-diplomatic offensive. I-SADC isist ngakho. Yikho ke mbona ngani thina sihlelwe satshontshelwa ithemba likhona ngenxa yokuthi amazwe wonke asetshelizana ukuthi akula president.
Ye, siyabona baba Mafa ukuthi kuningi okwenziwa libandla le-ZANU-PF. Siyabona ke ukuthi sokugcotshwe umongameli, sokugcotshwe abasekeli bakhe, kwagcotshwa lamalunga edala lephalamende aku-CCC le-ZANU-PF. Akusayindawo phela konke lokhu. Akunjalo baba Mafa.
I-ZANU ibamba ngamandla njengoba liyazi ukuthi wonke umuntu oqala ukuyicebisa ukuthi uphambanisile uba yisitha sayo. Sicela abantu bakithi babe nethemba, into le ayisiyo seyaphuma ezandleni zethu ngoba i-SADC yiyo efuna ukuthi ama-elections aku-SADC ne-Africa ahambe ngendlela. Thina sizalitshela masinyane kodwa iqiniso ikuthi eZimbabwe akula hulumende okhona ngamandlwane. Abantu bangalahli themba, ngokuhamba kwesikhathi sizatshela uZulu ukuthi kwenziweni, singaphi. Siyabona.
UMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC, ubexoxa le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Sixoxe njalo ngodaba lolu loMnumzana Dafatswa Mugwadi obephethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwemimpiko kubandla le-ZANU-PF.
What challenge is the election anyway? That is literally
fake news. The opposition is not challenging the election results. There is nowhere where they have placed that challenge. We have got illegal, you know, processes that should take place when an election is being challenged. We have institutions of justice to address electoral-related grievances. There is no such institution which is seeking to deliberate or administer an opposition claim of electoral malpractice, as it were. So there is nowhere where the opposition is disputing electoral results.
So do you see any fresh elections?
Akula bantu abathukhethwa lokhutshwa ngayefanele. Kulendlela okwenziwa ngayo okusemthethweni. Konke lokho akwenziwa ngamabandla aphikisayo akukho sibili. Kuya ngokuthi ubone ngani umnyaka ka-2028 useduze kumbe ukhathala. Esikwaziyo ukuthi abaphikisayo kabasoze basitshele ukuthi silwenze ukhetho lolu kumbe hhatshi. Esikwaziyo ukuthi kumele kube lokhetho ngoba silandela imithetho yelizwe. Ukhetho lwenziwa ngendlela kungedlula iminyaka emihlanu. Okwamanje akula khetho oluza kwenziwa eZimbabwe kuze kufike umnyaka ka-2028. Okunye lokhu okukhulunywa ngamahunga khunga nje asikulandeli thina lokho. Silandela imithetho yelizwe lwenziwe ukhetho okunqobe khona umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nami ngikhethwe ukuba lilunga ledala lephalamende. Pho olunye ukhetho yiluphi abakhuluma ngalo? Okwamanje selidumele edlula.
There's no need for fresh elections. Actually, what we had were fresh elections after the 2018 one, isn't it? So we had the other elections, and the president won. And I won as an MP, just like others. And they also have winners among them who won as members of parliament. We were with them. They were sworn in. So if they were serious about such a claim for fresh elections, why did they come to be sworn in? Remember, a day before they had promised that they were not coming to parliament to take their oath of service. They were not frog marched to come. They were not jumboed to come. They were not railroaded to come. They were not intimidated to come, as they often say they are intimidated. They were not abducted to come to parliament, as they often claim. They came alone. So they came alone because they know that the election was done and dusted. It was concluded and nothing stopped continuity.
Lo ngumnumzana Tafaswa Mugwadi obephethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwemimpi kokubandla leZANU-PF. Kuzenjalo osanda kukhethwa uba ngusenator esabelweni seMathebeleland South unkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa uthi uzasebenzela uZulu.
Ningakabaphatheli lutho abantu bakithi, ngithanda ukubabonga ukuthi siphume emlonyeni wesilwane. Abantu beMathebeleland bafaka uvo lwabo, ilizwi labo, bakhetha abantu ababafunayo. Yize sisitsho siphinda futhi ukuthi ukhetho lolu belungekho free, lungekho fair, sitsho ukuthi sivote nzima, sikhampeyine nzima. Kusiya ngani ngasikhuluma nje imizingwane esilayo, iGwanda South esilayo, iNsizwa South esilayo, nebulilima. Kodwa okungasenani engikuthembisa abantu beMathebeleland South, iMathebeleland yonke jikelele, yikuthi nginelizwi labo lapho engiyakhona eHarare. Abakuthembe lokho ukuthi ngizabamela, ngizabakhulumela ezintweni eziningi ezihlupha iMathebeleland South. Ngilokukholwa ukuthi abantu abantu beMathebeleland jikelele bayazibona ukuthi elizweni leZimbabwe bazintendane, bangabantu abanganakwa ngumuntu. Kodwa kathesi sebelo muntu ababangamthuma loba yinini, abayomelwa, bayokhulunyelwa. Okumele kubuye eMathebeleland, sizaqinisekisa ukuthi kuyabuya eMathebeleland.
Singathi-ke okukhangele kakhulu ukuthi uzabakhulumela ngakho njalo bamele ngakho kungabe kuyini?
Mina njengomuntu ohlala ekhaya, enyangunanzele ukuthi sikhohlakele thina kulo sikhumbulayo. Basikhumbula kuphela mzukana kungama-election, bezosiphathela lokhu nalokhu okungama-chickenini okungasisi indawo. Kodwa sesikhuluma ngenguquko, inguquko ebambekayo esiyibonayo asiyiboni. Silethemba lokuthi abamele abesibathumileyo njengeMathebeleland South, abamele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change, bazayinetha inguquko leyo ngokuqinisekisa ukuthi nabamba amahofisi, abambe ama-ministry nxa ngabe umgwaqo kumele ukuya eMathebeleland kawubuye nangempela. Nalokhu kunje iMathebeleland eningi asilazulu thina, sifuna amadambe maningi, funa amanzi. Ikakhulu siyakhala futhi ngamanzi emakhaya lapho, phinde sikhale futhi ngokuthi kunje bayafika abembayo besenda igolide lethu emakhaya ethu lapha, singakhuli lutho thina njengabahlali njenganangesigaba. Ngifisa khona lapho ukuthi igolide leli elombiwe eGwanda, elombiwe eFilabusi, elombiwe uhlobo elondiwe planthi libenefite abantu banapho, abantu banapho bathole izuzo kikho. Mangabe umsebenzi kumbe igold claim, nawe ube neclaim ungumuntu waleso sigaba. Masifuna ukutshintsha izinto ezinjalo ukuthi siyazimela, simela abantu bakithi, ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi imizwi lemathebeleleni alikafiki eParliament. Akekho umuntu okhuluma ngemathebeleleni kakhulu.
Unkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa ngusenator wesabelo seMathebeleleni South besixoxa laye esemadobho. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo, sike sikhangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sebesedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2000 abantu ababhubhe kulandela ukuzamazama komhlaba kwele Morocco izolo. Inkokheli yeGroup of 20 isanda kugqiba umhlangano wayo omkhulu lapho ethethe khona isinqumo sokuthi kumele kulungiswe udaba lokuhlaselwa kwelizwe le-Ukraine nele-Russia. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko.
Sinana masiko
namhlanje sikhangela ukuhambelana lomgubho wenkosi umzilikazi kaMajobana. Sike saxoxa lomnumzana Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe ngeviki ephelileyo esithi baya khona ngale ke emhlahlandlela. Sibevela khona emhlahlandlela, sike sizwe ukuthi bathini namhlanje. Baba kaMathe, siyawamukela kuhlelo kwabo.
Ngibingelele kusizwe sonkana jikelele kumagumba amanomhlaba, ngibingelele kuwe Msakazi. Ngidlulisa ukubonga kakhulu kusizwe sonke ngomsebenzi esiwenzileyo. Sawuqala waba nesiphetho, kwangakabi nokudonselana nokuhilizisana. Lokhu ngiyakubonga kakhulu kuZulu omnyama wonke. Ngithi siyabonga Zulu, mthwakazi omuhle. Kusebenzekile njengoba kade kungumkhosi womkhosi wenkosi umzilikazi, umqali wesizwe lesi sibizwa kuthiwa mthwakazi namhlanje.
Abantu kwabakalilanda sebekwazi na ukuthi kwini khonoke likwenzayo?
Ekuqaleni abantu babengayizwisisi le nto, becabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kuyipolitiki, kungabe mhlawumbe sifuna ukuthatha le nto kuthiwa yi-advantage ngolwasemzini. Kodwa esikunanzelelayo ngokuthi uZulu nje komthwakazi sekuzwisisa namhlanje, ngoba umuntu ngeke akuzwisise ngolongo lwani ngesikhathi esifanayo. Kodwa uZulu sekuzwisisa ukuthi hayi, lento leyo akusiyipolitiki, kuyisinto sakwethu. Bekumnandi ke kuqalelwe ke imatch njengoba sasishilo, iqalelwe eMajobana yashaya yaze yayofika egcekeni lencwala lapho kutholakala khona ukuthi inkosi loBhengula yayithi umiphakimpi yayiphakela kumbe ngithi imayile parade ngolwasemzini, lapho kokupharathelwa khona amabutho noma ma kunomsebenzi wesizwe ngoba kwakusenziwa le nto okuthiwa ikulima kube nesivuno sakuqala esikhanjiswe enkosini. Sikubone kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi siyogoqa kuleyana ndawo, sidlule sibika ukuthi sesisiya komkhulu emhlahlandlela, sesisiya khumbula inkosi yethu ngumdabulo wesizwe. Ke imatch isuke yaqonda lapho, kusuka lapho ke ngoba besihamba sibika kumakhosi wonke abusa lelizwe, sabheka esithombeni sikababa uDr. Joshua Mqabulo Nkomo. Sakhona lapho ke sesingena ke umgwaqo lobizwa kuthiwa nguSolobhoy. Bekumnyama chu abantu, ukukhomba khona ukuthi abantu baluthakazelela lolu suku. Sayofika endaweni lapho ke amabhasi bethutha khona uZulu sisiya emhlahlandlela eMatopo.
Kuyini okwenzakale khona ngale emhlahlandlela?
Kube mnandi-ke kakhulu ngoba azange saba nempazamo kuhulumeni esingasho ukuthi usiphazamisile. Siwelikhame kahle, amapholisa sasebenza nawo kahle, kwaba kuhle. Yebo, sithe sisuka lapho-ke esitholo silubhekisa-ke emhlahlandlela amabhasi ebheka khona. Lapho-ke kufike khona kwaba nzima. Izinyosi zenkosi zikhumbula amakhosi wonke adlula kulo mhlaba, ngingagoqela ilembe lecamanye amalembe ukukhalipha unodume ehlezi kamenzi, ilembe ushaka kasishayeki. Inyosi zahaya-ke lawo makhosi, zahaya-ke inkosi umzilikazi. Ukhumbula ukuthi lesi sizwe esikhona manje sizwe kuthiwa ngamaNdebele, awukwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe ungakhuluma ngaso ungafakanga inkosi ushaka. ngoba ukuze sibe khona namhlanje lesisizwe kuyukuthi sisuka emthonjeni kwenkosi uShaka. Lokho bekusenza ukuthi inyosi zibonge zihaye inkosi uShaka, zihaye inkosi uMzilikazi. Badliwa lapho inyama, sibonge kakhulu izinduna bezikhona, obaba uMathema, obaba uMachazi ngale Mdlenzi, izinduna odakamela, zonke nje izinduna bezikhona ezesizwe senkosi uMzilikazi. Phila inkomo, kudliwa inyama, kanjalo nje bekumnandi kakhulu, kusebenzeke kahle kakhulu saze sayaphetha.
Okunyeke Mvukamandi,
esesikufisa ke manje ukuthi singoZulu uhulumeni alidikleye lolu suku olubizwa kuthiwa yi-King Zilikazi Day Heritage. Esifisa ukuthi sisazozama ngempela ukuthi sixoxisane nabahulumeni, ngoba laye ngicabanga ukuthi sekuzwisisa ukuthi into le akusiyipolitiki, kodwa kulusiko lwethu lina thina abantu besiNdebeleni esikufisa ukuthi kube uyaludikleya lolu suku. Sizazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi mhlawumbe umnyaka ozayo lube soluzwakele ilizwi lethu lesicelo sethu kohulumeni ukuthi kube lusuku olungaba iholiday ukuthi wonke umuntu akhona ukuyabungaza inkosi uMzilikazi. Engunanzelileyo futhi nje, uma ngisuka le emhlahlandlela, uma ngingena lapha ngihamba edolobheni njikajika, bengibona bonke abantu bavunulile, okhomba khona ukuthi sebezwisisa ukuthi sokuyi-heritage day, sokungumkhosi inkosi uMzilikazi. Noma ubuhambile emhlahlandlela bungayanga, kodwa sukwazi ukuthi uma uvuka ekuseni ngalolu suku sokufanele ukuthi ugqoke ezesintu ukukhomba khona ukuthi uyakhumbula umbumbi wenkosi uMzilikazi.
Namhla besixoxa lo mnumzana Nkululeko Gobalanda Mathe, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamele komo.
Abahlakaniphileyo bathi ikusasa ngeyentsha. Mina ngakubona sokufanele ukuthi hayi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useNispanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusihlwa. Ngiyakhona libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Ngizabala kwabaseRoma ichapter ka-5 verse ka-5 lithi lona ilizwi lenkosi, lethemba kalidanisi ngoba uthando lukaNkulunkulu lutheliwe enhliziyweni zethu ngomoya oyingcwele esimphiweyo. Ngifuna ukukhuthaza abalaleli bami namhlanje ngendaba yethemba. Kulula kakhulu ukudangala, lokudana, lokulahlekelwa lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lindaba yethemba abantu abaningi babeka ithemba labo phezu komuntu, kumbe babeka ithemba labo phezu kwezinto bona abalamandla okuba bazenze. Abanye abantu ithemba labo liyabe liqinile ngenxa yokuthi umuntu esithi hayi ngilamandla okusebenza, ngakho ngithemba amandla ami. Kumbe abanye umuntu uyabe ethembe inotho alayo. Kanti lapha namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sithatheni ithemba lethu silibeke phezu kukaNkulunkulu. Ngiyakwazi ukuba abaningi sokusele inyanga ezinlutshwana ukuba lumnyaka uphele. Kulula kakhulu ukuthi udangale usucabanga ukuthi ubukambe lumnyaka waka-2023 usuphelile, ngingenzi izinto eziningi ade ngifisa ukuba ngizenze. Ngakho-ke ungalahla ithemba usucabanga ukuthi umnyaka usuphelile, ngiye ngakwanisa ukwenza lezo zinto. Kutho ukuthi lapha ithemba lakho ubulibeke phezu kwamandla akho, ubulibeke njalo phezu kokuthi ngisesenesikhathi esingaka. Mina namhlanje bengifuna ukuthi ithemba lethu lonke silithathe silibeke kuJesu. Manje uJesu kasebenzi ngokuthi thina siphethene ezandleni zethu ukuba sinemnotho omngakanani, kumbe ukuba silezinto ezinjani ezenza kube lula ukuba-ke siphuthe lokho esifisa ukukwenza. Njalo uJesu nxa sibeka ithemba lethu phezu kwakhe, nguye ke umnini mandla wonke, nguye owadala izulu nomhlaba. UNkulunkulu wadala izulu nomhlaba ngolizwi uJesu. Uyilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Njalo ke ithemba lethu leli engikhuluma ngalo namhlanje lithemba lokholo, ayisosifiso. Abanye abantu babe khangela izifiso zabo, ngoba nxa uJesu engekho phakathi kwento leyo ithembayo, kuba isifiso nje singaphelele emoyeni. Kodwa nxa ithemba lethu leyame phezu kwedwala elinguJesu Kristu, alibi isifiso kodwa liba lithemba lokholo olungaba lempumela esiza kuyibona. Lokhu ke kumele kusinike ithemba eliningi kakhulu, njalo ke kusikhuthaze ukuba nxa ithemba lethu likuJesu, njalo ithemba lethu liyabe lime kuJesu njani? Lime kuJesu, lime ezwini leNkosi. Kutsho ukuthi izinto esimele sizithembe ngokholo kumele kube yizithembiso zikaNkulunkulu eziphakathi kwelizwi lakhe. UNkulunkulu sinika izithembiso eziningi. Singabantu siyilizwe nje leZimbabwe, sihlezi phezu kwezithembiso zikaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu yena uba nendlela aziveza ngayo, aziphutshisa ngazo lezo zithembiso. Abanye abantu babefisa ukuthi ngabe uNkulunkulu bambamba isandla bamtshengisa ukuthi enze njani. Manje unguNkulunkulu, yena uphutshisa izinto ngendlela yakhe. Engikwezinye isikhathi nxa thina siyikhangele singacabanga ukuthi manje ngabe uNkulunkulu wenze so, kumbe ngabe ukwenze ngalesi sikhathi, kumbe ngabe ukwenze ngale ndlela. UNkulunkulu, ngakho kumele simnike ithuba lokuba asebenze ngendlela yakhe.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Baba, sesithandazela wonke umuntu olaleleyo ongabe lahlekelwe lithemba ukuba ziveze kithi, ziveze ukuba wena ngumnini mandla wonke, ziveze njalo elizweni lakithi ukuba wena uNkulunkulu awehlulwa yilutho. Ngegama likaJesu siyathandaza, amen. INkosi libusise njalo ligcine.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisifanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke uNtungameli Nkomo. Kwezabatsha uTaboka Ncube uxoxa lo mpendulo Ncube okhethwe ukuba ngukhansila kaward 17 esigabeni seMangwe uNcube ukubandla lezaphu.
Abahlakaniphileyo bathi ikusasa ngeyentsha. Mina ngakubona sokufanele ukuthi hayi sengisesigabeni esokuthi khona ngikwanise nami ukuthi ningene for ukukhampeyina ukuba ngukhansela. Ngoba umuntu akangeke aqala ukufunda esekhulile, uqala ukufunda esasemncane, akhulele entweni yona leyo ayifundayo, ukuze lapho ma kwenzakala khona amaphutha akwanise ukuthi abadala bekwanise ukumfundisa.
Ngesikhathi ukhankasela ukuthi uvotelwe ukuba ngukhansela, yiziphi izinto ongathi uzifundile okulolu khetho olusanda kwedlula?
Ngifunde okuningi kakhulu. Okwakuqala kuyikuthi umuntu evele engumuntu ngabantu. Umuntu kazikhethi, umuntu ukhethwa ngabantu. Njalo umuntu ma esebenza usebenzela abantu, kazisebenzeli yena nemuli yakhe, usebenzela abantu. Umuntu kumele abe nesineke ebantwini. Njalo masiphila singaba sizakhamizi zaseZimbabwe, siyazi ukuthi abomakhelane bethu nabo bayiZimbabwe. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi umuntu ungumhlobo bani, uyiNdebele o uliShona o ulikhiwa, sonke singabantu baseZimbabwe njengoba leli lizwe lakhululwa ngabantu ababefisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe nokuthula. Ngoba masilandelela ihistory eyakudala, sinanzelela ukuthi umuntu onsundu wayencindezelwe. Ngakho sesilithethe leli lizwe, sekukuhle ukuthi khona siphilisane, siphilisane kahle singabantu abansundu, kungabi nodlame.
Njengokhansela osegcotshiwe, yiziphi izinto eziqakathekileyo endaweni yakho okhangelele ukuthi ube uzilungisisa.
Izinto ezigqakathekileyo engikhangelele ukuthi sincedisane nezakhamizi siziyenze kugoqela i-primary school eyaseNew Damu kuward 17, kugoqela amadamu adubukayo kuward 17 yonke, kugoqela njalo le ndawo eyokufundela engaphezulu i-high school ukuthi abantwana mabe behleli emakhaya bengahambi imango emide belanda izikolo ngoba manginanzelela abantwana
abantu. Yelo ke umnumzana Mpendulo Ncube okhethwe ukuba ngukansela kuward 17 esigabeni seMango bexoxa lapho ke lo Tabo kaNcube weStudio 7. Wezemidlalo ubudlwangudlwangu buphazamise umdlalo ophakathi kweqembu leDynamos lele Highlanders enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium namhla emini, kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Akuna vela kuhlanganiswa ezibalisela eFederation of International Football Association FIFA, Confederation of African Football CAF kanye leCouncil of Southern Africa Football Associations iCOSAFA akwele Zimbabwe ukuzoqhuba imihlangano labaphatheki kumdlalo wenguqu kudingwa ukuba kuxazulule ingxabangxoza ekhona emdlalweni lo kulezi nsuku. Ilizwe leZimbabwe limiswe ukuba yingxenye yalezinhlanganiso ezibona ngokuqhutshwa kumdlalo wenguqu nyakenye, njalo umlandeli weqembu leHighlanders uBheka Sibanda uthi ule themba lokuba lesi simo saguquka ngemva kokuxoxisana ukuza kwenzakala.
Ukuthi babe bazolungisa izinto ngentombo zezilungi singadlali social that abafana bethu kwanza ukuya emazweni that sikwanza ukuparticipate out of the country na singaba ma-champion ngoba kanti sekuyaelendingane ngatata
intathela izindaba yezemidlalo uNation Gokwerea laye uthi kuhle ukuthi labo abavela kwinhlanganiso lezi ezibona ngokuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni jikelele baze bazozibonela bodwa ukuthi kanti kuqhubekani emdlalweni wenguqu kwele Zimbabwe.
Bazathola iqiniso elokwenzakalayo kulokuthi bebe besizwa mhlawumbe yilabo abakade bekuzifa ngoba kade beze batshela khonokho abafunayo bekuza, kodwa nxa besebebeku-ground so bazabona labo ezinye izinto ezenzakalayo and kuzayenza mhlawumbe bebe le nto ebambekayo.
Umnikazi weqembu le-Ajax Hotspurs elidlala kusigaba se-Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League usiphambaniso Dube uthi ule themba ukuba ukuza kwezivakatshi lezi kuzaxazulula ingxaki ezibhekane lomdlalo wenguqu elizweni.
I-FIFA angisoze ngitshayinja ngifihle umphini sokusilahlisa ithemba ukuthi bakhangele umdlalo webhola kumbe labo bangabepolitics nje ngoba abantu bebhola bekumele belalele ukuthi isizwe sithini, ama stakeholders ukuthi bakuzwa njani, bakubona njani, yini ebuhlungu abayizwayo ngokwenzakalayo emdlalweni wakithi wenguqu, hathi ukuthi bebuye vele bezitshela ukuthi thina sifuna ukwenza lokho. Lalela abantu ku-society yabo ukuthi bahlutshwa yini, njalo balesifiso sokuthi yini engatshintsha ukwenzela ukuthi kube le ngqubela phambili. So siyathemba iFIFA izaziletha phansi ingasiphakamisa ukuthi yona kumdlalo wenguqu ayilaleli muntu, iyazilalela yona, yenze yona ekucabangayo.
Wayengumdlali wenguqu uDaniel Bingadadi uthi ukhangelele ukuba ngemva kokuxoxisana kukhona lokhu isimo somdlalo wenguqu elizweni sizalunga kube le ngqubela phambili.
Siyakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ibhani iliftwe so that they be proven a unity among soccer people and the leaders, not to be greedy. Because the cities abantu ba greedy lo kafuni kuphuma emgudleni lo kafuni bonke they want to be there.
Amaqula lawo aqhuba ingxoxo labo bonke abaphatheke kumdlalo wenguqu elizweni ukuze kuxazulule udaba lokuba eZimbabwe liphenduke lalo liphatheke kumncintiswano weqoqwa ngaphansi kokuqondisa kwenhlanganiso lezi ilizwe leZimbabwe limisiwe.
Yes, aqolisa lapho ke sifakeke itape engayisiyo. Kunokwenzakaleke eBF kube lobudlwangudlwangu omangalisayo phakathi kweDynamos leHighlanders. Awusaphelanga umdlalo lwana wenguqu obuphakathi kwamaqembu lawa ngoba besithi ke uNompembe u-Alan Baswi uyekele umdlalo waqhubekela phambili kulabantu beHighlanders kade belinyaziwe belele phansi, njalo becabanga abantu beHighlanders ukuthi bathola umbeko kodwa kusahamba kanjalo. Isiphathamandla seHighlanders uRonald Moyo ebengadobha ucingo ezama ukukhuluma laye. Umsekeli weqembu leDynamos uKaren Mataka uthi basuke baphaphatheka indawo yonke ngoba sokusizima eBF amapholisa lawa athi abophe abantu abathize abambalwa kulandela khonokho okwenzakaleyo eBarberville Stadium. Sigqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethu oluvalisa uKips Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.